On Saturday, FC took their next steps in the FA Cup. Having cruised past Camel Laird 5-0 in the first qualifying round, it was a local tie for the Reds as they headed to Moor Lane to face Salford City. The Saturday sunshine was out to greet the second qualifying round, and a packed Moor Lane hosted 1,292. The Reds broke the deadlock on the half-hour mark, courtesy of Nicky Platt, a player not unused to scoring in the competition. Carlos Rocca jinked a ball through into the area, and Platt finished with conviction.
Nice ball to Wolfenden. Wolfenden charge forward, just outside the penalty area. He needs some support. Carlos Rocca, lovely touch by Carlos Rocca. Nicky Platt, this is 1-0. And Nicky Platt! Simple in the end, but what a lovely touch there by Carlos Rocca. Yeah. Flicked the ball through 6-7 yards into the penalty area, and there was Nicky Platt. When he gets forward in those positions, we know what he can do. It doesn't get the FA
so
Cup.
So long as
it's
the
forte.
FA Cup, yes. The
FA Cup's his forte.
And that was so similar to the ones he got against both Rochdale and Brighton.
FC continued to take advantage of the amount of room they were being afforded, getting forward through all the channels, and went in at the break the deserved leaders. Immediately after the restart, Michael Norton, in a central position, chested the ball to control, before laying it off to Platt, who hit a storming effort from around 25 yards, which bounced down off the underside of the crossbar. Rocca followed up to ensure United's lead was doubled, however the linesman had already adjudged the ball to have crossed the line.
Jones wins the ball halfway line, stabs it back to Matty Wolford, and nice head on there.
Oh, good foot, lad.
And an opportunity for Nicky Platt. Can he get a shot on goal? Yes, he does. Oh, what an absolute screamer! Eventually, the keeper seems to get a touch on that. He pounded it against the post, I think. And there was Carlos Rocca, I think it was.
With a tap in.
With an absolute great tap
shot
in there. But
great
Nicky
shot from
Platt. We were just about to celebrate a wonderful, wonderful goal from Nicky Platt. It all seemed to die.
It could well have been over the line, but it was an absolute cracker.
Richie Branigan was having a great game between Salford Sticks, but the keeper was not to keep out the Reds' third as Platt wrapped up an FA Cup hat-trick. Stop played the ball into Norton as the forward's header across goal went under the keeper and ricocheted off the foot of his left post. Platt leapt in to seize the loose ball and hit home.
As Carlos Rocca goes past one on the right-hand side, goes past two, does he know, but it's forced kindly for Birch. Birch plays it to the left-hand side.
Oh,
Norton,
great
this
ball.
Will make it three.
Ooh.
It's the post.
Yes!
And Nicky Platt again. He's offside. Is it offside?
No, he's give it.
He's give it. And Nicky Platt
with his first hat-trick for FC. Great ball in and a great header from Norton. Left the keeper rooted there, didn't he?
Well, we talk about Nicky Platt and the FA Cup. A hat-trick for the man this afternoon.
On 88 minutes, Salford were granted the ounce of luck they needed to set up a dramatic finale to the encounter. The Amis worked their way forward and the ball fell with Jamie Rother, whose cross-come shot took a fortunate deflection off the head of Stott and altered the course of the ball to send it beyond Spencer.
Can they get a consolation out of this game? The 16 turns well.
Oh,
and exactly shoots that. He deflects off an FC shirt into the back of the net. It's going about 3 yards wide. We're just saying that well Stott's doing. And then he chests the ball into the back of the net. And there's nothing he could do with that, to be honest.
It was a lot more than 3 yards wide as well. I might have gone for a throw-in, but there you go.
The game had not seen the last of the drama, and Salford were to come right back into it. Nathan McDonald was played in by Kinsella, and as the striker ran through, Spencer came off his line to try to claim the ball, but unfortunately, his timing was poor as he sent McDonald tumbling to the ground, and the referee did not hesitate in pointing to the spot.
Got to make sure that they don't make any more mistakes, and there's an opportunity to make it 3-2. He's past the goalkeeper. The referee's going to send off.
See what I mean?
The referee, I think, is going to send off James Spencer.
More than likely.
And it will be a straight red because he was the last man and Spencer sent off there.
With the penalty decision came a red card for Spencer. And although frustrating to lose the keeper so late on in the match, the referee had little choice but to dismiss the United number one, who slung his jersey in the direction of Mike Norton, leaving the striker to face the spot kick. It was striker against striker, as McDonald stepped up to face Norton. And as the FC forward took a gamble on diving to his left, there was to be no Deegan-esque heroics as McDonald hit it into the opposite corner of the net.
It's Michael Norton going in goals. Well, we're actually on the 90th minute. We're into injury time. It's going to be the number 7, Nathan McDonald, who created that for himself. He steps up and he scores. Michael Norton in goals, it's 3-2 here.
Relief was perhaps an emotion the Reds would not have expected to experience, having been on top for the majority of the game. However, a dramatic twist in the concluding period only goes to prove that the game isn't over until the final whistle blows.